ESLpod.com presents A Day in the Life of Lucy, a special 10-lesson course to teach you everyday vocabulary in English. In this course, you'll learn the vocabulary for everyday actions, from getting up in the morning to going to bed at night, and everything in between. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan, your host, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Each lesson has three parts. First, a story read slowly. Second, an explanation of the story and the vocabulary we use. And third, the story read at a normal speed. This is the female version of A Day in the Life. To listen to the male or man's version of this, see our A Day in the Life of Jeff, available on our website at ESLPOD.com. Let's get started with Episode 1, Getting Up.
On a weekday, I usually get up around 6:30 a.m., but I set my alarm to go off at 6:20 so that I can hit the snooze button to sleep another 10 minutes. My roommate thinks I'm crazy, but doing this in the morning actually helps me wake up. I'm a night owl, not an early bird like she is, so I need an extra few minutes to get going in the morning. One reason it's so hard to get up is because my bedroom and my bed are so comfortable. I splurged and bought a bed with a very soft, thick mattress. I also have matching sheets and pillowcases, and a comforter that is made of goose down. Even my nightstand matches my sheets and the rest of my bedroom. I decorated it so that it would be restful after a busy day at work. When I get up, the first thing I do is put on my robe. It's always so cold in the apartment in the mornings, no matter what time of year it is. Then I usually make my bed. I hated making my bed when I was little, but now it's become a routine. Sometimes, though, I'm so tired that I sleep in for just a little too long, and then the bed definitely doesn't get made. On those days, I wish I could sleep in all day.
Episode 1 is called Getting Up. The verb to get, G-E-T, up, means to get out of your bed, to leave your bed. So after you stop sleeping, after you wake up, then you get up, you get out of your bed. Lucy begins her story by saying that on a weekday, that is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, those are the weekdays, all one word, weekday. The other part of the week is called the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. On a weekday, what some people might also call a work day, the day they have to work, Lucy says she usually gets up around 6:30 in the morning, but she sets her alarm to go off at 6:20. Her alarm, A-L-A-R-M, is what makes noise, what wakes her up. Usually it is an alarm clock that you can set the time to. To set your alarm, S-E-T, means to put it to the correct time. So she sets her alarm to go off. We use the expression to go off when we are talking about something that makes a large noise, for example, such as a bell or an alarm clock. You can also have a gun. The gun can go off, means the gun fires and makes a noise. Well, here we are using this verb to go off when we are talking about an alarm clock. So her alarm goes off at 6:20, 20 after 6 in the morning, but she hits the snooze button to sleep another 10 minutes. The snooze button, S-N-O-O-Z-E, button, B-U-T-T-O-N, is something on an alarm clock that allows you to sleep a little more, usually for 5 or 10 minutes. So it will stop your alarm, and then 5 or 10 minutes later, the alarm will go off again. So that is called the snooze button. The verb to snooze means to sleep. So it allows you to sleep a little extra time. There's an expression, if you snooze, you lose. If you snooze, you lose, which means if you fall asleep, if you are not awake, you may miss something important. You will not win. You will lose if you are sleeping. This used to happen to me when I was young. I would snooze, and then I would lose. I would miss things because I was sleeping. Now I try to stay awake more. Anyway, getting back to Lucy's story. Well, she likes to sleep another 10 minutes. Her roommate thinks that she's crazy, but she says that using her snooze button in the morning helps her wake up. Remember to wake up, W-A-K-E, up, two words, means to stop sleeping. Lucy says that she's a night owl, not an early bird. A night owl, O-W-L, means someone who likes to go to bed very late at night, 11:30 p.m., 12 o'clock, midnight, someone who goes to sleep very late. We call that person a night owl. An owl is an animal that is normally awake and makes sounds at night. In English, the sound would be hoo, hoo, or hoo, hoo, if it's a boy. So we have the night owl, and that is a term for somebody who stays up late. The opposite would be an early bird. An early, E-A-R-L-Y, bird. An early bird is someone who wakes up and gets up early in the morning. A night owl will probably get up later in the morning. There's an expression in English, the early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm, W-O-R-M. A worm is a little animal that birds eat. The worms live in the ground. The idea is that if you get up early, you will get more done. You will get things that other people don't get because they get up later. So the early bird gets the worm. Well, Lucy is not eating worms, but she does like to take a few extra minutes to get going in the morning. To get going means to get active, to start doing things. One reason, she says, it's so hard to get up is that her bedroom and her bed are so comfortable. She has a very nice, comfortable bed. She says that she splurged and bought a bed with very soft, thick mattress. A very soft, thick mattress. Lucy says she splurged. The verb to splurge, splurge, means to spend a lot of money even when it isn't necessary. So you want to buy something nice for yourself. You don't need it. It's not necessary, but you want it. So she spends a lot of money. She splurges and buys a very nice bed that has a nice, thick mattress. A mattress, M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S, is the part of the bed that you actually sleep on. Usually, a mattress is something that has springs in it, pieces of metal that go up and down that allow your body to be comfortable. So this is a thick mattress, a big mattress, but it is also a soft mattress so that you can lay down on the bed and it feels good on your body. The opposite of a soft mattress is a hard mattress. Lucy says that she has matching sheets and pillowcases. The sheet, S-H-E-E-T, is what goes over the bed, what covers the bed, so that the bed does not get dirty. When we say the sheets are matching, we mean that the colors are the same or they are similar, so they look good together. Pillowcases, P-I-L-L-O-W-C-A-S-E-S, plural. Pillowcases are what cover your pillows, what you put your head on when you sleep. That's called a pillow. So the pillowcase goes over the pillow. Lucy says she also has a comforter made of goose down. A comforter is a thick blanket, a big blanket. C-O-M-F-O-R-T-E-R, a thick blanket. This comforter is made of goose down. Goose, G-O-O-S-E, down, D-O-W-N, two words. A goose is a kind of animal. Down refers to the feathers of the animal, F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S, the feathers. The feathers are the things that a bird has that covers its skin. They're usually long and very soft. So goose down pillows or goose down comforters are considered very soft and they're very warm. Lucy says that even her nightstand matches her sheets and the rest of the bedroom. A nightstand, N-I-G-H-T, S-T-A-N-D, one word, is a small table that you have next to your bed where you can put your alarm clock and maybe a glass of water. That's your nightstand. Sometimes nightstands have what we call a drawer, D-R-A-W-E-R, a drawer is something that you put something into, like a little box that is in the table. Lucy has a nightstand that matches, that has the same type of color as the rest of her bedroom. She says that she decorated her bedroom so that it would be restful after a busy day at work. To decorate, D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E, means to make your room look nice, to make the colors, the pictures, other things that you have in the room look good, look nice together. Lucy decorated her room. She wants it to be restful, R-E-S-T-F-U-L. To be restful means that when you walk into the room, it's relaxing, it's comfortable. It allows you to be able to sleep easily. Lucy says that when she gets up, the first thing she does is to put on her robe. To put on her robe, R-O-B-E. A robe, which is sometimes called a bath robe, is a large piece of clothing that you wear. It covers the top of your body, and usually the bottom of your body up to maybe your knees. And it is something that you wear often after a bath so that you don't get cold. It's something you wear so that you can go into the bathroom and you don't need to put your clothes on. Usually this is something you use in the morning after you shower or when you get up to go into your bathroom so you are not cold. Lucy puts on her robe because it is always so cold in her apartment in the mornings. So cold here means very cold. It's always very cold. It's always so cold in her apartment, no matter what time of year it is. January, June, September, it's always cold. Then she says she usually makes her bed. To make your bed means to put the sheets and the blankets, the comforter, back on the bed so that it looks nice, so that it doesn't look messy, M-E-S-S-Y. When we say the bed is messy, we mean it is not made up. It doesn't look nice. This is my problem. I don't make my bed as often as I should. When you go to a hotel, the maid makes your bed. M-A-I-D. The maid is the person that comes in and cleans your room and makes your bed. My mother would say when I was young, "I'm not your maid. You have to make your own bed." Actually, I think it would be a good idea for me to get a maid now so I don't have to worry about making my bed. Lucy says she hated making her bed when she was little, when she was younger, but now it's become a routine. A routine, R-O-U-T-I-N-E, is something that you do, a normal way that you do something, usually on a regular basis. So my routine when I get up may be to go to the bathroom and clean my face. Every day I do the same thing. That's my routine. Sometimes, Lucy says, she's so tired that she sleeps in for just a little too long. To sleep in, two words, means to sleep longer than you are supposed to. If you are supposed to wake up at 6:30 and you sleep until 7 o'clock, that would be sleeping in. When she sleeps in, her bed doesn't get made. That is, she doesn't make her bed. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a regular speed.
On a weekday, I usually get up around 6:30 a.m., but I set my alarm to go off at 6:20 so that I can hit the snooze button to sleep another 10 minutes. My roommate thinks I'm crazy, but doing this in the mornings actually helps me wake up. I'm a night owl, not an early bird like she is, so I need an extra few minutes to get going in the morning. One reason it's so hard to get up is because my bedroom and my bed are so comfortable. I splurged and bought a bed with a very soft, thick mattress. I also have matching sheets and pillowcases, and a comforter that is made of goose down. Even my nightstand matches my sheets and the rest of my bedroom. I decorated it so it would be restful after a busy day at work. When I get up, the first thing I do is put on my robe. It's always so cold in the apartment in the mornings, no matter what time of year it is. Then I usually make my bed. I hated making my bed when I was little, but now it's become a routine. Sometimes, though, I'm so tired that I sleep in for just a little too long, and then the bed definitely doesn't get made. On those days, I wish I could sleep in all day.
That's the end of our first episode of A Day in the Life of Lucy. In episode number 2, we're going to see Lucy clean up and put on her makeup. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006. You're listening to ESLPod.com's A Day in the Life of Lucy, Part 2, Cleaning Up and Putting on Makeup. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In the first episode of our course, we saw Lucy get up out of bed and describe the things that she does when she first wakes up. In episode 2, we're going to see her cleaning up and putting on her makeup. Let's get started.
I share a bathroom with my roommate, which is usually not a problem. We each try to keep the sink, the tub, and the toilet clean, and we have separate medicine cabinets to keep our things. There's also room under the sink for our hair dryers and tampons. I start out by rinsing my mouth with some mouthwash before flossing. Then I take out my toothbrush and toothpaste and brush my teeth. I only wash my hair every other day, so I put on a shower cap and don't have to get out my shampoo and conditioner. I like to take bubble baths when I have time, but on a busy morning, a shower will have to do. I lather up quickly and give my legs a quick shave. I don't wear a lot of makeup to work, so I just put on a little blush and a light-colored lipstick, and skip the mascara and eyeshadow. I put a few hot curlers in my hair, and I'm ready for breakfast.
Part 2 of A Day in the Life of Lucy is called Cleaning Up and Putting on Makeup. to clean up is to clean yourself, to make yourself ready to go out of your house, usually. To put on makeup means to put something usually on your face that makes you look better. This is something that women do. I need makeup to make me look better because I'm so ugly, but I don't normally wear makeup. But more about that later. Episode 2 begins with Lucy saying that she shares a bathroom with her roommate, the other woman that she lives with in her apartment. She shares the bathroom. They have only one bathroom. This is usually not a problem, however. Lucy says that each of them tries to keep the sink, tub, and toilet clean. The sink, S-I-N-K, is where you put the water, where you pour the water into in order to clean. A tub, T-U-B, sometimes called a bath tub, is a place where you put water. It's usually a long box in your bathroom that you put water into it, and you then get into the water and you clean yourself. Kind of like when you go swimming, you go in, your whole body goes into the water. Well, that's what a tub is. It's a large, long container that you put water into in order to take a bath. A toilet, T-O-I-L-E-T, is what you use when you go to the bathroom, when you get rid of things out of your body. In this bathroom, both Lucy and her roommate have separate medicine cabinets. They each have their own medicine cabinet. A medicine cabinet, M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E, cabinet, C-A-B-I-N-E-T, is something that you use to put your things, your bottles, your medicine, your toothpaste, things you use in your bathroom. You put them in a medicine cabinet. It's a cupboard. It's a small area where you can put things. Usually, medicine cabinets have a mirror on the front, which is also the door, and you can open up the medicine cabinet and get things out of it. Lucy and her roommate have separate medicine cabinets. Lucy says that there's also room under the sink for our hair dryers and tampons. When we say there is room, we mean there is space. There is a place for you to put things. The word room also refers to a part of your house or a part of a building, the bedroom, the dining room, and so forth. But here it's used to mean space. So there is room under the sink for their hair dryers and their tampons. Hair dryers and tampons are two things that I do not use as a man. A hair dryer, H-A-I-R-D-R-Y-E-R, one word, is a machine that you use to, you can guess, dry your hair. So when you wash your hair and it is wet, you can use a hair dryer to make sure that it becomes dry. I don't use a hair dryer because I don't have any hair. When I was a young man and a boy, I had hair and I would use a hair dryer, but not anymore. A tampon, T-A-M-P-O-N, is something that I have never used. A tampon is something that a woman or a girl would use. A girl between the age of 12 and up to a woman of the age of 55 or 60 perhaps would have to use a tampon every month. This is something that men do not have to do. Basically, a tampon is a long, thin piece of cotton that a woman puts in her body to absorb or to prevent blood from coming out of her body during each month. I don't think I need to say more. A woman has something happen to her every month, what we would call her period, P-E-R-I-O-D. Her period is when blood leaves her body, and that is part of her menstrual cycle. Menstrual, M-E-N-S-T-R-U-A-L, means monthly. So this is something that men do not have to worry about. But in this case, Lucy has hair dryers and tampons in her bathroom. I start by rinsing my mouth, Lucy says. That is, when she first walks into her bathroom, she begins to clean up by rinsing her mouth out, or rinsing her mouth. To rinse, R-I-N-S-E, means to clean with water. She rinses with some mouthwash before she flosses. So she takes some liquid mouthwash, M-O-U-T-H-W-A-S-H, one word, which is a kind of liquid soap for your teeth. It helps clean your teeth and make your breath smell better, or at least it's supposed to. So she rinses her mouth with mouthwash, and then she flosses. To floss, F-L-O-S-S, means to take a piece of string and put it between your teeth to get food from between your teeth, to get rid of, to remove that small piece of food that might be in your teeth. After, Lucy takes out or gets her toothbrush and toothpaste and brushes her teeth. So she gets her toothbrush and puts on toothpaste, which is a kind of soap for your teeth, and she brushes or cleans her teeth. She only washes her hair every other day. That means that she doesn't clean her hair every day. She does it every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, every other day. So she puts on a shower cap. A shower, S-H-O-W-E-R, cap, C-A-P, two words, is a piece of plastic that you put on your head and it covers your hair. You put it over your hair so your hair does not get wet when you take a shower. It's called a shower cap. Again, this is something that I do not need. Lucy says she doesn't need to get out her shampoo and conditioner. She doesn't need to get out, meaning she doesn't mean to remove it from the medicine cabinet. Shampoo, S-H-A-M-P-O-O, is a liquid soap for your hair. Conditioner, CONDITIONER, is a liquid that you put on your hair after you shampoo to make your hair soft and nice. That's shampoo, which cleans your hair, and conditioner that makes your hair soft if you have hair. Lucy likes to take bubble baths when she has time. A bubble bath, B-U-B-B-L-E, bubble bath, B-A-T-H, two words, is a bath where you get into the tub and you have a liquid that you put into the water. Usually it makes the water smell nice. It is something that makes bubbles. Bubbles are parts of water that have air in them. They are very light, and sometimes they go up into the air. It's like a little ball of water that has air in it. That's a bubble. Lucy likes to take bubble baths when she has time. But on a busy morning, she does not have time to take a bubble bath, so she has to take a shower. She says, a shower will have to do. The expression have to do means that it will be sufficient. It will be enough. It will be good enough. So a shower will have to do. It will have to be good enough. Then she lathers up quickly and gives her legs a quick shave. To lather, L-A-T-H-E-R, up, two words, means to put liquid on your body, soap or shampoo, or what we would call shaving cream, and move it back and forth, mix it with water, until you have bubbles that cover your skin. This is to lather up, or covers your hair, to lather up with shampoo on your hair. Lucy lathers up and gives her legs a quick shave. Shave, S-H-A-V-E, can be a noun and a verb. To shave means to remove hair from your body, from your skin. Lucy says she gives her legs a quick shave. Women in the United States usually shave their legs. They get the hair off of their legs. They'll also shave under their arms, what we would call their armpit, A-R-M-P-I-T. Your armpit is that space underneath your arm that connects your arm to the rest of your body. Men do not shave their legs. They do sometimes shave their face, or, like me, shave their head. Lucy says that she doesn't wear a lot of makeup to work, meaning she doesn't put on a lot of things on her face in order to go to work. She just puts on a little blush and light-colored lipstick. Blush, B-L-U-S-H, is a pink powder that women put usually on their cheeks. That is the place underneath or below your eyes, next to your nose, on either side of your nose. Those are your cheeks. It's a pink powder. Powder is when you take something and you break it up into very small pieces. And it's so small that you can take your hand and the pieces will stick to your hand. They'll be on your hand. This is powder. So blush is a powder that you put on your cheeks. Well, women usually put on their cheeks. Lipstick, L-I-P-S-T-I-C-K, one word, is a color that you put on your lips, the part of your mouth. Women often put on red lipstick. Lucy says she puts on light-colored lipstick, so not very dark, a very light color. I do not wear lipstick, usually, but women often wear lipstick. It makes their lips look better. Lucy says that she skips the mascara and eyeshadow. To skip, S-K-I-P, means that she doesn't use it. She doesn't use mascara, M-A-S-C-A-R-A. Mascara is a black or brown liquid that a woman puts on her eyelashes. Your eyelash, E-Y-E-L-A-S-H, one word, are the little hairs that come out of your eyes or come out of what we would call your eyelid, L-I-D. That's the piece of skin that covers your eyes. On the end of your eyelid are eyelashes, and these are little pieces of hair. Women sometimes try to make those darker by putting on mascara. Eyeshadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, two words, eyeshadow, is another kind of powder, but it's powder that a woman puts on the eyelid, the skin that covers the eye, so it has some color to it. That is called eyeshadow. Lucy says she puts a few hot curlers in her hair, and she's ready for breakfast. A curler, C-U-R-L-E-R, is a small piece of round plastic that women use to make their hair look better. They heat up the plastic, and usually there's some metal that they heat up, and they put it in their hair to make their hair more curly. Curly, C-U-R-L-Y, is the opposite of straight. Women can put curls in their hair by putting hot curlers in them, and then their hair will be curly. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a normal speed.
I share a bathroom with my roommate, which is usually not a problem. We each try to keep the sink, the tub, and the toilet clean, and we have separate medicine cabinets to keep our things. There's also room under the sink for our hair dryers and tampons. I start out by rinsing my mouth with some mouthwash before flossing. Then I take out my toothbrush and toothpaste and brush my teeth. I only wash my hair every other day, so I put on a shower cap and don't have to get out my shampoo and conditioner. I like to take bubble baths when I have time, but on a busy morning, a shower will have to do. I lather up quickly and give my legs a quick shave. I don't wear a lot of makeup to work, so I just put on a little blush and a light-colored lipstick and skip the mascara and eyeshadow. I put a few hot curlers in my hair, and I'm ready for breakfast.
That brings us to the end of episode 2 of A Day in the Life of Lucy. In episode 3, we're going to be eating breakfast. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at ESLPOD.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006. This is ESLPod.com's A Day in the Life of Lucy, Episode 3, Eating Breakfast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In Episode 2 of A Day in the Life of Lucy, Lucy cleaned up and put on makeup. In this episode, she gets to eat breakfast. Let's get started.
In the kitchen, the first thing I do is pour myself a cup of coffee, and I add a little skim milk and sugar. My roommate usually makes a pot when she wakes up for both of us, since she gets up first. I go to the fridge to take out the eggs. When I have time, I like to cook a hot breakfast. So I take out the frying pan, pour a little oil in it, and turn on the front burner on the stovetop. While the eggs are cooking, I put two pieces of bread into the toaster. When the eggs are nice and brown on the edges, I use a spatula to put them on a plate. Some mornings, I have to settle for some cold cereal or just toast with jam. But it's nice to start the day with a sit-down meal when I get the chance. When I'm done, I take my plate and my silverware to the sink, where my roommate has left her breakfast dishes. Since she makes the coffee in the morning, I wash the dishes. It's a pretty good arrangement. I put a little dishwashing detergent on the sponge, scrub the dishes, and leave them in the drying rack to dry.
In this episode, Lucy eats breakfast. She begins her story by saying that in the kitchen, the first thing she does is to pour herself a cup of coffee. The first thing she does is pour herself a cup of coffee. To pour, P-O-U-R, means to take liquid from one container, such as a bottle or a coffee pot, and put it into another container, such as a cup. So she pours herself a cup of coffee and adds a little skim milk and sugar. Coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, is a dark brown drink that you can use to wake up in the morning. Most coffee or regular coffee has a certain drug called caffeine, C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E, and the caffeine helps people wake up. If you don't want the caffeine, you can get decaf coffee, D-E-C-A-F. Decaf is short for decaffeinated, meaning it doesn't have caffeine. But Lucy needs to wake up, so she has a cup of regular coffee, and she puts in her coffee a little skim milk and sugar. Skim, S-K-I-M, milk, is milk that doesn't have any fat in it. You can have regular milk, 2% milk with 2% fat, 1% milk, and skim milk with no fat. She also puts in sugar, S-U-G-A-R. Sugar is normally white. It has a sweet taste that it adds to food. Lucy's roommate usually makes a pot when she wakes up, meaning she makes a pot of coffee. A pot, P-O-T, is what the coffee is put in. It's like a jug or a bottle. It's a container for the coffee. The reason the roommate makes the pot of coffee is because she gets up first. Lucy goes to the fridge and takes out the eggs. The fridge, F-R-I-D-G-E, is short for refrigerator. A refrigerator is where you put your food so it stays cold. To keep it cold, you put it in a refrigerator. If you want it to be frozen, like ice, then you put your food in a freezer, F-R-E-E-Z-E-R. Lucy takes out some eggs from the refrigerator. Eggs, E-G-G-S, are, in this case, things that come from a chicken. Before the chicken develops, it begins as an egg. And this is, of course, a popular dish, a popular food for an American breakfast. Lucy says that when she has time, she likes to cook a hot breakfast. So she takes out, or gets, a frying pan, pours a little oil in it, and turns on the front burner on the stovetop. A frying pan, F-R-Y-I-N-G, P-A-N, two words, is a pan where you cook food. Usually it's food such as an egg or meat or vegetables, and it goes on top of heat, and the heat comes from the burner. A burner, B-U-R-N-E-R, is where the fire or the heat comes on a stove. The stove or stove top is the part of the machine in your kitchen where you can cook food. In our house, for example, you can turn on the burner and flames, we would say, start to come out. And then you put the pan on top of the fire, on top of the flames, and you put the meat and the oil and the vegetables or whatever you are cooking in the frying pan. To fry, F-R-Y, is a way to cook food by putting it over heat in a pan. In addition to putting the frying pan on the burner, which is part of the stovetop, Lucy pours a little oil in the pan. Oil, O-I-L, is a liquid fat that you put in a pan to help the food cook better. Lucy says that when the eggs are cooking, she puts two pieces of bread into the toaster. Two pieces of bread could also be two slices of bread. A slice, S-L-I-C-E, is a piece of bread in this case. The toaster, T-O-A-S-T-E-R, is a place where you put bread and you heat it up so that the bread becomes brown. We would say you toast the bread, using toast as a verb. So you toast toast in a toaster. There you see the verb, the noun, and the noun, which is the machine where you make the toast. When the eggs are nice and brown, meaning when the eggs are very brown, on the edges, Lucy uses a spatula to put them on a plate. The edge, E-D-G-E, of something is the very end of something, the very outer part, the part that is at the very end of the object. So when you take an egg and you crack it, C-R-A-C-K, meaning you open the egg, you crack the egg, and you put the egg into the frying pan, the egg will form something like a circle, and at the around the egg are the edges. Also, I should mention that the white part of the egg, the outside of the egg, is called the egg shell, S-H-E-L-L, the egg shell. But you don't eat the egg shells normally. Well, Lucy uses a spatula to put the eggs onto a plate, to take them out of the pan and onto a plate. A spatula, S-P-A-T-U-L-A, is a utensil. It's something you use in the kitchen. It is flat, usually square, that has a handle on it, and you can use it to go underneath the food in a frying pan to lift the food out of the pan. Some mornings, Lucy says, she has to settle for some cold cereal or just toast with jam. The expression to settle for, S-E-T-T-L-E, for something, means that you don't necessarily want that thing. It's not the best thing, the thing you want the most, but it's okay. It's acceptable. When someone said, I'm settled for something, they mean they weren't completely happy, but it was okay. It was good enough for them. This is what my wife tells me. She says, Jeff, I settled for you. Toast with jam is one of the things that Lucy settles for breakfast, when she doesn't have time to make a hot breakfast. Toast, we already know, is bread that is cooked, that is brown. Jam, J-A-M, is a liquid made from fruit, such as strawberries or cherries. Cereal, C-E-R-E-A-L, is a dry food that you usually eat with milk. I have cereal almost every day for breakfast. Because I am not a good cook like Lucy, so if I did not eat cereal, I would not eat anything. Lucy says it's nice to start the day with a sit-down meal when I get the chance. A sit-down, S-I-T hyphen D-O-W-N, meal is a meal where you take your time, you relax, you sit down, and you have something like a formal meal. It's a more relaxed way of eating. Lucy says when she's done with her food, when she has finished eating, she takes her plate and her silverware to the sink. Silverware, S-I-L-V-E-R-W-A-R-E, are the utensils that you eat with. They're the knife, the spoon, and the fork. So she takes her dirty dishes to the sink, where her roommate has left her breakfast dishes. So the roommate, who gets up earlier than Lucy, she has already put her dishes in the sink. Lucy says that since she makes the coffee, her roommate makes the coffee in the morning, Lucy washes the dishes. It's a pretty good arrangement, she says. An arrangement, A-R-R-A-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, is in this case like an agreement. It's something that two people say yes to and they agree to do something. In this case, her roommate makes the coffee, Lucy washes the dishes. In my house, my wife makes the dinner, I wash the dishes. If I don't wash the dishes, I don't get to eat. Lucy says that she put a little dishwashing detergent on a sponge to clean the dishes. Detergent, D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T, is another word for soap, a special kind of soap. In this case, it's soap for washing dishes. So it's dishwashing detergent, dishwashing soap. It's the same. You can also have detergent to wash your clothes. So the special soap you use to wash your clothes in a machine would be called detergent. Lucy puts the dishwashing detergent on a sponge. A sponge, S-P-O-N-G-E, is a small piece of material that has holes in it. And it's used for washing dishes. The water goes into the sponge, and because of these holes, the water is absorbed by the sponge. That is, it stays in the sponge. So it is good for cleaning. Lucy scrubs her dishes and then leaves them in the drying rack to dry. To scrub, S-C-R-U-B, as a verb, means to clean, usually by moving your hand back and forth over what you are trying to clean. It means to clean with using some muscle, we would say, using some energy, using some force to clean it. There's also a noun, scrubs, with an S at the end, S-C-R-U-B-S, that means the clothing, the special clothing that doctors wear, especially doctors that are doing surgery. They wear scrubs. That's what we call those pieces of special clothing. Often it's blue or white clothing. Lucy puts the dishes on the drying rack. The drying, D-R-Y-I-N-G, rack, R-A-C-K, is a place where you can put the dishes so that they dry. And a drying rack is usually made of plastic or metal, and it has places where you can put individual plates and usually a separate place for silverware. And you use it to dry the plates and the silverware. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a normal speed.
In the kitchen, the first thing I do is pour myself a cup of coffee, and I add a little skim milk and sugar. My roommate usually makes a pot when she wakes up for both of us, since she gets up first. I go to the fridge to take out the eggs. When I have time, I like to cook a hot breakfast, so I take out the frying pan, pour a little oil in it, and turn it on the front burner on the stovetop. While the eggs are cooking, I put two pieces of bread into the toaster. When the eggs are nice and brown on the edges, I use a spatula to put them on a plate. Some mornings, I have to settle for some cold cereal or just toast with jam, but it's nice to start the day with a sit-down meal when I get the chance. When I'm done, I take my plate and my silverware to the sink where my roommate has left her breakfast dishes. Since she makes the coffee in the morning, I wash the dishes. It's a pretty good arrangement. I put a little dishwashing detergent on the sponge, scrub the dishes, and leave them in the drying rack to dry.
That brings us to the end of Episode 3 of A Day in the Life of Lucy. Episode 4 of this series is called Doing Hair and Getting Dressed. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006.